collaborations with Martin Taylor, the guitar player, and also another pretty famous guitar player, Django Reinhardt. I didn't know if you could comment a little bit about his days with Django.
Well, I don't know that much about his time with Django, but obviously Grappelli played with the best. And for instance, he played with Grappelli. You probably know that. And there are many recordings made. Shearing and Grappelli met before the Second World War and played right through the 80s. I mean, they played a long time together. And I have a recording of Duke Ellington, you know, it Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing, with the two of them playing, and you can't believe what these two old gentlemen were able to do. Youth has there is a constant smile on the face of pop music, and that smile is of youth, and the youth is never taken away from these oldsters. So it's a miracle to hear Shearing or Grappelli in their later years. So Tom, thanks so much for talking. Really enjoyed this, and I hope that you won't be a stranger.
I won't be. Won't get any stranger than I am already.
Welcome to my world.
Thanks.
Well, thank you very much, and we're looking forward to the rest of the show and your future appearances. Play whatever you like.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Tom. Nice. See you later.
See you, Tom.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. All right, so that was beautiful. Thank you, Les. I'm glad that we decided to play the George Shearing version again. Once again, George Shearing, My Funny Valentine, Cleo Lane. Unbelievably beautiful vocal, and that violin duet there, I guess you'd call it.
Exactly.
Stunning. Thank you so much.
That was my pleasure.
That was terrific. Okay, everybody, you're listening to WMFO in Medford, and we are sort of talking about Valentine's Day and playing some sort of theme about Valentine's Day, and our good friends in Bad Marriage have been hard at work with a lot of new recordings. Yeah, I know. It's a kind of funny juxtaposition of the name of the band. But Bad Marriage they are, and they are extremely talented and local, and we love them here. And they've got a new song here that we're going to lead off the next set with, called Young Love. And I'm going to bookend the set. That is, the last song in the set will also be Bad Marriage, but it's an instrumental. And we'll tell you more about that later. But first of all, enjoy this one from Bad Marriage. It is called Young Love, WMFO.
Young love, cherries on the vine. Young love. you do I? See, you've met my faithful handyman. He's just a little brought down because when you knocked, he thought you were the candyman. Don't get strung up by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Let me show you a rhyme and maybe play you a sign. You look like you're both pretty groovy. Or if you want something visual that's not too abysmal, we could take in an old Steve Reeves movie.
I'm glad we caught you at home. Could we use your phone? We're both in a bit of a hurry.
Right.
We'll just say where we are, then go back to the car. We don't want to be any worry.
Well, you got caught with a flat wheel. How about that? Well, babies, don't you panic. By the light of the night, it'll all seem all right. I'll get you a satanic mechanic. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Why don't you stay for the night?
Night.
Or maybe a bite.
Night.
I could show you my favorite obsession. I've been making a man with blonde hair and a tan, and he's good for relieving my tension. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Hey, I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. So, come up to the lab and see what's on the slab. I see you shiver with anticipation. But maybe the rain is really to blame. So I'll remove the cause. But not the symptom.
to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around, finally found somebody who couldn't make me be true. Whoa, 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 couldn't make me be blue. And even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. For nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you. Just had to be you. It had to be you.
WMFO. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. Good morning, WMFO in Medford. What the heck was that?
I think
it was the Fools, but I don't know
You
why.
Can blame me if you want.
No. Just
no, I'm playing. Okay with that.
Usually with these tricky little things, it's okay. But anyway, WMFO, 10:18 in the morning, a cold morning. How you doing? We're here with Mark Hurwitz and Les Hurwitz.
And it's been a great morning so far. It really has.
Yeah, pretty much. Your Wi-Fi messed up, and then this messed up. But yeah. That's cool.
We'll see what else we can do wrong
yeah.
before 11 o'clock.
That's what we want to do. So speaking of doing things wrong, here's what we played. We have our favorite local band, one of them anyway. Love these guys, Bad Marriage. They've got a new single out. It's just a CD single at this moment called Young Love. Thank you, Mike Fitz and the guys. Tim Curry after that, the soundtrack from the Rocky Horror Picture Show, Sweet Transvestite. Yeah, I know, but loosely it fits. I love that track. Nirvana from the Bleach CD, About a Girl. A great rendition of It Had to Be You from the Genius of Ray Charles CD. That was Ray Charles and It Had to Be You. And bookended that with an instrumental, again, from Bad Marriage called Morning Hope, spelled M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. And Mike and Ann and family and friends, I know that song was born of some family tragedy, and I wanted to play that for you. It was a beautiful way for you to express what's been going on lately. So thank you, Mike. Again, Morning Hope from Bad Marriage. Okay. Mark, I know that you wanted to hear some things, and you got some beautiful tracks coming up. The first one we have is what?
Do what? We want to talk restaurants, or we can do that later?
Oh, I don't know.
We can do it later.
What do you say, Les? Should we let him talk restaurants?
Makes no difference. I'm not hungry now.
No. Should we do it? All right, let's do it. Mark, Hidden Restaurants, Boston's Hidden Restaurants, hiddenboston.com, and he's itching to tell us about some new restaurant reviews and industry news. Here you go, Mark.
I'll start with the interesting news. First of all, there's one of the oldest restaurants in Boston is Amrine's, and we've been going there for a long time. It used to be an old school neighborhood restaurant in South Boston with, as you know, great breakfast buffet, and then they changed it about 10 years ago, became a little more upscale, still a good restaurant, and they closed mysteriously a month ago, and everyone's thinking, wow, another old Boston restaurant closed for good. But they are reopening tonight, and no one really knows what it's going to be like when they reopen. So it should be interesting to see what happens. But at least the good news is Amrine's is still around. And one other story, and this is for people who are lovers of delis and New York City. Great news. Carnegie Deli, which has been closed for almost a year, reopened this week. And it's same as ever, same as they've always been, and it's good to hear that they're back.
Ooh, absolutely. Yeah. I love that place.
Oh, I do too. I know it's a tourist trap.
The portions are so small, too.
Yeah, I know. 35 slices of corned beef and a half sandwich. Right. You gotta love that.
It's crazy.
Just a couple quick reviews. There's a place called Cagney's. That's the latest review. Cagney's in Quincy. And from the outside, it looks a little divey, and actually inside it feels a little divey as well, I guess you could say. But they have the menu is almost like a gastropub menu. They have inventive takes on American classics. They actually have a pizza with macaroni and cheese on top.
It's healthy.
It's very healthy and very tasty. And they also have one of the best beer lists south of Boston. Again, you wouldn't picture it because it looks like a dive, but they have Maine Lunch, which is one of the best beers in New England. And they have a bunch of other beers from local brewers. So Cagney's is a great place, and don't be scared when you drive up to it and look at the outside. It's really not that bad inside. And one other place that this was an updated review is the Druid in Cambridge, Inman Square. And I really think it's probably top three Irish pubs in the Boston area. Very authentic Irish pub with great like potato leek soup, shepherd's pie. Pork chops are great there, and really good burgers. And they do have entertainment there, and the people there are just great. Irish owned, just a fantastic place. You ever been there?
I have not.
We're going to have to go to the Druid sometime. It's right in Inman Square. It's near the Lone Star Taco Bar, which makes things tough.
Can we go to both?
We can do both.
All right.
Sure, we can do that. I'm all for it. So that's about it. One other really quick note. There's a place in Chinatown that just opened, and I'm going to go there just for the name alone. It's called Double Chin. It's owned by these the Chin family and two sisters. Sisters Chin, they helped create the menu, so it's called Double Chin, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Tell them if they'd like, they could use a headshot of me for their, their advertising needs.
I'll let them know.
Okay, all right. It would work, I'm telling you. All right, so what I was going to say before is you've picked a couple of really beautiful songs. The first two, the lead off the set, are about fathers and sons and fathers and daughters. Any words you want to say about these? Or
Just that, you know, Valentine's Day and Valentine's Day weekend, it's obviously it's about couples and love, and but it's also about everyone
family.
Else. Yeah, family and friends, and just, you know, it's a, both songs have great messages.
And they're really exceedingly good. Gorgeous songs.
They are. They All really right. are.
First one here is Cat Stevens here at WMFO.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. Once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. To explain, when I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same, same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go. Make a change, just sit down, take it slowly. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. Keeping all the things I knew inside, it's hard, but it's harder to ignore it. If they were right, I'd agree, but it's them they know, not me. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go.
Awake in the mirror of a bad dream. second you can't remember where you are. Just open your window and follow your memory upstream to the meadow in the mountain where we counted every falling star. I believe the light that shines on you will shine on you forever. And though I can't guarantee there's nothing scary hiding under your bed, I'm gonna stand guard like a postcard of a golden retriever and never leave till I leave you with a sweet dream in your head. I'm gonna watch you shine, gonna watch you grow, gonna paint a sign so you'll always know, as long as one and one is two, there could never be a father loved his daughter more than I love you. Trust your intuition, it's just like going fishing. You cast your line and hope you get a bite, but you don't need to waste your time worrying about the marketplace. Try to help the human race struggling to survive its harshest night. I'm gonna watch you shine, gonna watch you grow, gonna paint a sign so you'll always know, so long as one and one is two, there could never be a father loved his daughter more than I.
By the rain, driven by the snow, I'm drunk and dirty, don't you know, and I'm still willing. And I was out on the road late at night, I seen my pretty Alice in every headlight. Alice, Dallas, Alice.
And I've been from Tucson to Tucumcari, Beat a tone above, driven every kind of rig that's ever been made, driven the back road so I wouldn't get way, and if you give me weed, white sand wine, and you show me a
kicked by the wind, robbed by the sleet, had my head stoved in, but I'm still on my feet, and I'm still reeling. Smuggled some smokes and folks from Mexico, baked by the sun every time I go to Mexico, and I'm still. And I've been from Tucson to Tucum, Gary, the Hatchape, a donor boss, driven every kind of rig that's ever been made, driven the back road so I wouldn't get weighed. And if you give me weed, white sand wine, and you show me a
settle for the taking chances, but they're worth taking. Loving might be a mistake, but it's worth making. Don't let some helping heart leave you bitter. When you come close to selling out, reconsider. Give the heavens above more than just a passing glance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance. Stand beside the ocean. Whenever one door closes, I hope one more opens. Promise me that you'll give faith the fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance.
Good morning, everybody. It's Mike on the mic here at WMFO. How you doing? Just had a really beautiful set dedicated to Valentine's Day. Thank you, Mark, for those first two ones and for just helping me fill in the rest of those there, and had a request in there, too. Let me tell you what we played. That was really great. Don't do that too often. You know, that was a really mellow set, but beautiful for the day before, for tomorrow's Valentine's Day. Started off with Cat Stevens and Father and Son. I don't know about you, but I have always just been captivated by that song, unless you hadn't heard it before. However, lyrics are incredibly powerful and beautiful, right? Story Absolutely. Of a father and a son.
We're hearing narratives set to music. You know, Frank Sinatra learned his music by telling the story and then putting the music to it. Most mm-hmm. people don't realize that.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. And then for Lisa, what a great request. What?
What?
Well, no,
what do you want?
I saw the finger somewhere.
Yeah.
Not that finger.
No, I just want to mention that Paul Simon song. His son actually sings harmony in that. You can hear him in the background. He's a 10-year-old kid at the time.
Really?
And he sings harmony. And I think it was from 2002. And that song was dedicated to, it was for his daughter.
Yeah, it's called Father and Daughter. I got it from 2007's Essential Paul Simon.
And it was also part of a animated movie, I believe.
Beautiful.
Not sure about that, but
beautiful
it
song.
Is a beautiful song.
And then thank you once again to Tom Ruprecht out there in Worcester. You wanted to hear Willin from Little Feat. I know Sari was supposed to tell me, but I'm glad you told me. It was really nice to play. Thank you, Tom. And then just a couple of really beautiful songs that happen to do with dance. The first one, breathtaking, Bette Midler. From the Divine Miss M, Do You Want to Dance? And Ronan Keating doing a beautiful version of I Hope You Dance. So I saw a couple of Facebook comments that you love those. You were loving them right along with us. They were really, really nice. Okay, so that's the end of all the niceties here. Going to start off the next set with a great track. Still in the Valentine's theme, but it's by the Rolling Stones. I Want to Be Your Man, WMFO.
Yeah. be your man.
With your smile so warm,
and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you, and the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh wrinkles your nose, touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Touches my foolish heart. Lovely, don't you ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
Got a good reason for loving you. It's an old-fashioned sign. I kinda get to feeling like you know when. Fell in love first time. Once before, hearing the old folks say, love's an ageless old crime. Nowadays, you know, the saying depends so much on the kind of woman that you find. Thank you.
your eyes. Kind woman, don't leave me lonely tonight. Please say it's all right.
Hello there, everybody. You can hear the shuffling going on here because that's what we do. We shuffle. It's WMFO. It's about 10:55 in the morning. Mike on the mic just finishing up here. And let me tell you what we played, and then I'm going to introduce you to our next show, something about the women. Started off with the Rolling Stones, I Want to Be Your Man. That was the original version way back when, from the London Years Singles Collection is where I got that. Glenn Frey from Solo Collection, Sexy Girl, Frank Sinatra. That song just gets better every time you play it, The Way You Look Tonight. And Buffalo Springfield, Request for You, Mr. Hurwitz.
Yep, always love that song.
Yep, Kind Woman.
Yep.
Kind Woman. Okay, and speaking of Kind Woman...
That's a leap.
There you go. It's Sue.
Hi, guys.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Staying warm.
Yep.
Trying.
Well, it's kind of warm in here, strangely enough. Usually,
yeah, I'm always overheated in here.
I know.
I don't know. The lights, well, the spot. They used to have these spotlights right over the console, and you had to climb on a chair to turn them off, so I just suffered, and I would just swelter. They seem to have gotten rid of those.
Well, the good thing is it still has, like, the aroma of a locker room in here, so it's kind of nice.
Yeah, it's just like home.
So I can't make it, by the way. You said to come over and have dinner. Sorry about that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We were going to have hot dogs, too.
Hot dogs? Hot dogs, really?
Did someone say
what
hot dogs?
What time? When should we be there?
Awesome. All right, so you've got a guest coming in today,
I
don't
do.
You?
I do. Samantha Farrell's coming on. She's got a new album out. She's local, and she's great. So you stay tuned. She's coming up around 11:30. And we're going to, you know, adventure through some other women artists. I've had some musical thoughts this week, so I'm going to try to string those together.
Perfect. I'm sure you will. All right. Stay tuned, everybody, for Sue, Something About the Women, 11 to 1 p.m. Then after that, it's Brian Young and his crew and Crash Course for the Ravers. 4 o'clock, it's Vinnie Magazzini and Acoustic Ceiling. We have a whole day today of great music on WMFO, so stick around. And speaking of great music, we're going to leave you with one of our favorites. This is K.D. Lang, everybody. And it's such a beautiful song. Right, Sue?
It's
love this. Constant Craving. It's my last V-Day song for today. Thank you, everybody, for listening. It was kind of a mellow show, but thought it was great. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Les, so much.
Have a great day, everybody.
Appreciate it. Talk to you next week, everybody.